The show, if you're just tuning, we started at 5 a.m. and we've been talking since then. Feel free to join our conversation right away. Before we go on to discuss the drugs problems that we have, let me announce that it's time for us for somebody to win 5,000 naira on the treasure hunt. What you need to look out for in the treasure hunt game. We play the treasure hunt game Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all our shows. So someone wins 5,000 naira on every show. Okay, now this is what you're looking for the treasure hunt. You need to go and find the picture of a ballot box. The picture of a ballot box. Get our mobile app, download it, install it, so you can stand a chance to win 5,000 naira for yourself. All right, we'll announce the winner before the end of the show. Good luck to you. Now let's talk about the story I shared yesterday. So, two yet to be identified lovers, they caused a stir at their residence somewhere on the island here, VGC to be very precise, in Niger area, on Saturday. And as a matter of fact, we got a caller earlier at 5 who confirmed this situation because she was there, according to her. What happened? They were seen walking on the streets, naked, holding hands. Naked, just like that. The two of them. The estates guys rallied around. They tried to help them. At first, nobody could go close to them. But eventually, some people summoned up the courage. And then they stopped them. They took them back to their home. Then they called medical personnel in their home. Drugs of all kinds were found there. It was obvious they were under the influence of drugs because they didn't know what they were doing. At some point, they became suicidal. They were slashing their wrists, slashing their body, blood stains everywhere. This happened 8 p.m. on Saturday. I saw the video yesterday. The chairman of VGC said the couple acted under the influence of drugs. He added that he took them to a hospital and they were discharged after 2 days. That's just one case. Personally, I witnessed another incident personally where a young man, obviously under the influence of drugs, jumped in the middle of the expressway, in the middle of highway. His own case was even worse because where he jumped in was just after a bend, so oncoming traffic would see him very late. So what happened on that day was that it was a very hot day. What happened was that motorists were just slamming on their brakes. I did same too. Then slowly traffic built up. It was just there in the middle of the road, almost naked. Drugs. Lagos. Listen, okay, so Nigeria has this problem. But for the sake of our conversation, we want to localize it. It's a nationwide problem, no doubt about it. I'm not even sure whether it's possible to localize and not even talk about in other areas. But for the sake of this conversation, Lagos has got a huge problem when it comes to drug addiction, drugs problem. On this program, we brought in NDLEA on several occasions. We brought in clinical psychiatrists. Still talking drugs problems. Now, the conversation we want to have this morning is directly between us as the people. Who will save us from our drugs problem? In case you haven't heard, it is now in primary schools. It is now in secondary schools. It's been there in our universities for a very long time. It's in our offices now. It's in the markets. It's everywhere on our streets. The ice cream sellers, the cobblers, the kiosk businessman, businesswoman, the professionals, the learned, the artisans. And we keep denying it. We keep hiding it. We keep shying away from this conversation. It's coming to haunt us all. This is not about being pessimist. This is about being frank. This isn't pessimism at all. Are we even taking this as seriously as we should, as a people, as a collective? Are we doing enough? I said it earlier this morning. NDLEA is doing the best they can do. But the problem we have on our hands today, they've not even started scratching the surface. No, they're still standing. They've not even brought out their gloves from their pockets yet. And they are working seriously. That is the level. I don't know how else to even explain the kind of situation we have on our hands. Now, for those who take drugs, you can call me. You can talk to me anonymously. You can send me messages. A soldier sent in a message this morning and he said that his colleagues, if I should see the amount of drugs circulating among soldiers, that even their bosses use drugs, that they, some of them that don't use drugs, they look like they are abnormal. It is coming. So if you take drugs, tell me why you do. Do you think you have drugs problems? If you take drugs and you need help, call me. Tell me you need help. It starts from there. And if you take it for recreational purposes or for other reasons, tell me why you take it. If you're a parent and your child, you know your child has taken to drugs, talk to me. Say you need help. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If you called earlier, you may not want to call again, okay? Female only line is 01465-7190. You can interact with me on our website. We have a chat room on the website, nigeriainfo.fm. You can go on there and let me know your thought on our conversation this morning, okay? All right, let's go to the telephone and please turn off your radio, okay? Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Good morning, sir. I'm this side, we're calling from Jekonde, sir.
Welcome.
I for one have a first-hand experience on drug abuse.
Okay.
Fortunately for me, I got out early. It is very important to understand there are reasons why people abuse these things.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the recreational reasons, apart from friends and bad gang or anything, sometimes or most times depression, lack of family attention. Sometimes people go through some very difficult periods, and they abuse it.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Sheriff. I have friends who abuse drugs. Some of them are dead. One died last month.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Some of them do this. I'm not trying to make excuses for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth about it, we can talk about family. Parents should be very, very parents should know why should a child who are raised from a good home want to abuse drugs? Why should a child think drug is the next thing? Some parents are not listening. They are just looking. They see their children, but they are not listening. They are not observant. You have to study. You have to be very, very, very observant. You have to take your time, listen to your child. You have to see patterns. There are patterns.
How did you get out of it? How?
Okay, this is what happened. In school, I went to Bafemi Awolowo University.
Okay.
It's a very modest school. Okay. So it's very, very, very for you to see drug abuse in OAE. But I wanted to I was abusing drug not because of it.
Oh.
I was trying to make sure I get it was for performance reasons.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why I was abusing drug.
Okay. Okay.
Performance reasons. I was under pressure to get a good GP.
Okay.
To get better grade. That was why I was abusing drugs.
Hmm.
And then over time, I started having addictions to them.
Oh, I saw that coming. We have an anonymous caller on the line. Anonymous, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, I really enjoy your program this morning.
Thank you.
And I've been following your program for a very long time.
Good to have you. Good to have you.
I was actually a drug addict too, but thank God I'm out of it. But I have a girlfriend then. She was who initiated me initially.
Okay.
To date, she's addicted to it. I've tried all my best to get out of it. So when I felt that this thing is really affecting me and with the fear of God in me, the thing still comes to me like, you need to stop this. You need to stop this. So that is how I broke up the relationship. But I think our home problem is that she actually has a child.
Okay.
She got pregnant when we were in school.
Okay.
The father of the child denies her. Her parent also started abusing her. I think her parent did not support her for that. So she was left alone in the wilderness. And that has really gotten into her. The last time I even saw her, I think around January, she has faded off. I know she's still doing it. So I think the government needs more social media education on drug addiction.
More enlightenment.
And when you look at our celebrities,
right,
the way they publicize it on radio, on social media, it's also have impact on the youth.
It's not helping. It's not helping at all.
So I think the government needs to do much, and we, the society, too. You know, we see these things and we feel like it's a normal thing. Goes to club, go to club.
Shisha
has now become a normal drug that anybody can just take.
I know.
So it's becoming a norm in the society. I think the government and we, the individual, we need to do a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I agree, Anonymous. Thank you. We have another Anonymous on the line. Anonymous, good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're doing a great job. God bless you.
You too. You too.
Yeah. The menace of drug abuse in our society is something that has the capacity to set all of us on fire.
I tell you.
We take very critical steps to tame it. I have an experience that I want to share.
Tell me.
That's the reason why I want to be anonymous.
Tell me.
I want to say that most of these issues boils down to failure of parenting. Like, there is one that I can attest to.
Okay.
You know, all these years when this boy was growing up, he became untouchable. You can't correct him. You know, he's living a life that is larger than life. And the moment he got to school, things turned haywire. In fact, when he was brought back home, he was practically in shame. You know, you have to shame him before they were able to bring him home. It was that bad. And it got to a point that he became a threat, even to the family. You know, with the slightest provocation, he threatened, you know, to attack people around. That is how bad it has been. In fact, there was a time the man you brought, Dr. Adedeji, of Kadam, is somebody have had interaction with one on one.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Over the years, I have attempted to take him there so that he can have some rehabilitation. But one way or the other, it didn't work. As I speak with you, it's still an issue.
Oh.
Now, the point I'm making is this: as a society, starting from the smallest unit, which is the family,
right,
we need to be very, very careful and monitor our children and works right from the cradle as they grow up.
I agree.
To ensure that we monitor them, their way of life, who they follow, their friends, and all that. Because one thing I know is that once this thing has gotten to a level, it takes God to bring back such a child. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. Appreciate it. Let me quickly go take some messages before we head out to a break. We have a break upon us a few minutes away now. We'll go on break. So let's go to Facebook and take this one from Atonda. Atonda says, if the prevalence of drug addiction is due to the fact that the agency of government are the best suppliers for these drugs to the populace and society. Example is that of Supercop Abakari. The backing and involvement of police is another good example for youth, since there is no one to make useful arrest. I thought I hear you, but you may not be totally correct on that. Olajide says, I'd like to ask you, who are the dealers? I mean, the main dealers of all kinds of substance. Well, I don't know if that's a valid question, but everywhere in the world, dealers exist. And they won't put it on the forehead that they are dealers. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And it's drugs globally is a major problem, right? And there are people their livelihood, their entire career. In fact, it's a family business to cultivate these drugs. Not just in Nigeria, even in other parts of the world. What is most important is for the collective, the entire society. We can't leave it to the police. We can't leave it to the NDLEA. We must find a way. If you speak with experts, I mean, some of them we've brought in here to come have this same conversation before, they will tell you that, you know, drug addicts or drug dependent in the individuals, they are victims themselves. That's what professionals will tell you. So sometimes, again, it will take the effort of everybody to get rid of this thing, this menace, this situation that we have right now. Because these guys are not on the streets carrying guns, carrying knife everywhere, we are not seeing the danger ahead. We think that it's not a threat. That's what I suppose that we're the angle from which we're looking at it from. But critically analyzing the situation, you would know that it's worse than taking guns, taking this, taking that. It's horrible. Again, I'm not trying to be a pessimist. It's just what it is. Let's go to break, Lagos. Let's go to break. Or should I take one message? Let me take one message from WhatsApp. This individual, what's your name? Adelabu from Suleri says, on this drug matter, almost every political leader in Nigeria does drugs or abuse drugs. Society has broken down to the point that we only think of money making. Okay, let's stop. It's a long one. Maybe I'll come back and take the rest of it. But right now, I need to step out to take this break. Lagos, stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3. It's a morning crossfire. I'm Sharif Quadri. Like I've said severally, we had discussed this issue from many fronts before. We had brought in psychiatrists on the show. We had brought in NGOs on the show to discuss different kinds of issues regarding you know, drugs. We also, you know, we've touched on so many areas. But this morning's conversation is on drug addiction, drug abuse. I'm not talking about prescriptive drugs. No. I'm talking about hard drugs. Let's put it in simplest terms possible that, you know, my people can understand. I'm talking about Igbo, I'm talking about cocaine, I'm talking about meth, I'm talking about mpurumiri, crystal meth, I'm talking about, you know, quite a number of those psychotropics. Exactly. Those are the kind of drugs we're talking about. And they have loud, they have all kinds of names now. All kinds of names. That's what you see. Being brandished, you know, cheerfully by our youths. And this menace is eating us up. Eating us up. And we don't seem to, let me borrow the word, care. Or we're not bothered enough to have this, boldly have this conversation. Like I said, if use drugs, these drugs I mentioned, or any other one that falls under this category, feel free to share your story anonymously if you wish. If you were once like that, feel free to share your story as well with us anonymously if you wish. If you're a parent and you're dealing with this kind of issue with your child, feel free to ask for help. I will be giving out, you know, some names, organizations, numbers that you can call if you need help. I will give those numbers out much later on the show. But before we go on ahead, just so I don't forget, let me quickly announce the winner of Treasure Hunt for today, because by the time we get into this drug conversation again, time will fly so quickly. It will fly by so quickly. So the winner of the Treasure Hunt, you've won 5,000 Naira. Your name is Omidiji Finyi. Omidiji Finyi, you've won 5,000 Naira, courtesy Nigeria Info. You're the one that first found the picture of a ballot box on our mobile app. Congratulations to you. We'll play it again on What's Up Lagos with Wemimo and the girls, all right? Now, let's get to the telephone and start taking your thoughts this time again. Before we do that, though, please pardon me. Let me go to social media. Let me come to social media and read some messages on here. I have this one here that says his name is Adelabu. Obawole from Adelabu Suruliri. And Obawole says, on this drugs matter, almost every political leader in Nigeria, almost all of them do drugs or abuse drugs. The society has broken down to the point that we only think of money making, because several governments over the years failed. It degenerates to the point that the family unit has broken down. Okay. If only we can stand up by electing a credible, sane leader as president, it will rub off on all these matters, including drugs. But when leaders organize hardcore parties with drugs, the universities are drug hubs. So it's basically leadership breakdown, both at the government, family unit. It's crazy war brewing in Lagos and Nigeria at large. Obawole sent that this morning. Let me take another one. I'm going to take another one here that says, my elder brother, who was a pilot, was a drug addict for over 8 years, but he died at the place where he used to take the hard drugs late last year at Fadeyi in Lagos, and I was called to come and take his cups. I am really sorry. I'm really, really, really sorry for your loss. So I'm going to take an anonymous message here that says, a time was when the word science student was an exclusive preserve for the most brilliant of students, but today it is used for youths whose stock in trade is using and mixing drugs for pleasure and relaxation. You see them with cans and plastics of drinks, and you conclude that in those plastics contain the destruction. Such is the situation here at 29 Elijah Street, Agric Ikorodu, Lagos. The place has been running for over a year now, and we have a police station just a stone away from the location. But there are reports that the owner of the place has the backing of this particular police station. The community hardly, you know, goes to sleep as a result of their noise and usage of hard drugs, as it poses a big threat to our health. The activities are being carried out during the odd hours of the day, which includes taking and mixing drugs of all kinds. Oh, my God. And causing nuisance that leads to fights in the neighborhood. I look forward to hearing from you, sir. Oh, well, I just took your message, and I hope something drastic will be done, something immediate will be done about this tip that you just gave to the general public, especially to the authorities, if they are listening. Okay. Even women selling sweets and biscuits sell drugs. Come to Ajayiro Junction in Ogba. There you will see the woman disguising with biscuits and sweets. I've heard all kinds this morning. Now, this is another one entirely. I've heard ice cream hawkers in front of the schools, the churches, the mosques. Yeah, I've heard those ones this morning. I've heard cobblers. I've heard all kinds this morning alone. And now I... Oh God. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to take this one. Oh my God. This person says, my neighbor and wife take drugs. They fight and stab themselves. God. Okay. This person said, the state of the nation makes some of us become an addict. We know it's wrong, but man, if the drug does not kill us painlessly, the problem we face will kill us painfully. And he begs me to read his message. My friend, so the drugs that you take, you're only hiding your pain. That's what it is. And you don't have to let the drug kill you. You can live, you can thrive, you can bloom if you get help today. You may never know what's ahead of you if you don't leave your present situation right now, if you don't decide to leave where you are right now. It's like you staying in Balogun and you're saying that nothing is happening in London, Jare. But you haven't even left Balogun. You are here. You need to at least make an effort. Get help. Victor says, is NDLE aware that drugs are sold in traffic, under bridges, markets, car wash, clubs, bike riders, viewing centers, schools, streets, kiosks, etc.? To curtail it is a top heel task, I must say. More is expected of NDLEA. That's Victor from Fagbile who sent that in. Let's take another one here that says, okay, somebody is showing us. You know, you don't have to send the picture to me. You just click. I'm sorry you missed out on the opportunity. I'm really sorry. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a few more from social media. Then I'll come back to the telephone lines. All my lines are blinking. I'll come. Joy Forever says on Twitter, it says, openly by Dodan Barracks Road that lead to Obalinde, as I was driving in the holdup, I was watching Igbo being wrapped openly. Go there like 5 p.m. I see it daily. The menace is destroying our society. Joy Forever, I know. I mean, that one is another another case entirely. Ogo KMC on Twitter says, I stopped arguing with Agberos in Mau 2 Lagos the day I listened to a former DG of NDLEA say over 35% of Lagosians are under the influence of drugs. Yeah. Ogo KMC on Twitter sent that in. Let's take should we take one more? Should we take one more? Okay, all right. I think let's go back to the telephone now. Let's go back to the telephone and take some. 8:48 is the time. We have a very limited time to go now. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Chetra.
Your name is what?
Chedra.
We can't hear you clearly. If you're on hands-free, you may have to disconnect the hands-free.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now, Shedrack. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Hello?
We can hear you, Shadrach. We can hear you. We lost Shadrach's call. Do try and call us back, Shadrach, if you can, okay? We'd love to speak with you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. That's gone as well. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning, sir.
Morning to you, sir.
Yeah, this is Dan Baba.
Dan Baba, you called earlier, didn't you?
No, I've not talked about the job.
Oh, okay.
It's 5 all right. a.m.
All right. All right.
Just started another one. So
okay.
You see, Sheriff, if we must fight drug abuse in Nigeria, I think there are steps that we need to take added to what the NDLA guys are doing so far. You see, first of all, we must bring the family value. When I was much younger, I loved cigarettes, not knowing the harm or the damage it can do to human body. There is a man in my village that smoked it and threw it away. I put lighter or fire to smoke a bit. And then my father took me to vigilante. They flogged the hell out of my body. As I speak to you now, I hate cigarettes. I hate anything smoke or alcohol. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That is why I speak about the family value. Then secondly, we must disengage our youth from this internet clusters that they are into. Now, I'll go back to when I was much younger again. If any adult sees 50 naira or 100 naira in my hand, is a big crime because they know I cannot afford that. But today, you have children under age driving a big vehicle and nobody cares how they got it. Now, when they make this money, things that they spend their money on is to lodge in a hotel, look for women, then the next thing to take drugs. We are not looking into that place. And the society have adopted Yahoo Yahoo, the internet process. We must do something about it. Go and check your street or other streets in Lagos. What are these children doing? They're just making money, spending it, using it anyhow on drugs and women. We just talk about the what federal government are saying that they should delete all these sex videos, all these things online. These are the things that our youth are into. And we pretend as if we don't know. They live with us. It's not by NDLA to arrest the dealers.
It's beyond that.
Unfortunately, they're in the place where they arrest them. But we must get to the root, the genesis of this thing. It's here in every home
right.
in Nigeria today.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. I'm going to Ngozi. Then after Ngozi's call, we'll go over to give you names and numbers of organizations that can render help. Ngozi, good morning to you.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the drug.
Yes.
That is all over the place, endemic now.
Yes, please.
I think we have a lot to do as a people, even before calling in the government. I don't see the reason why somebody would give birth to a child that you know your present income you cannot cater for. This is number one. Because what you see, most of these kids, when you go to Oshodi, towards evening or early morning, you will see small children, 12, 13. You will see them on these drugs. And beside them, you see police officers beside these people and they do nothing. Where I stay, sometimes there is a police station beside me. You see these guys with the policemen sitting and taking these drugs. Secondly, this opening of drinking spots all over Lagos in residential areas. Many of these guys disguise and they sell drugs inside these places. Most times you come, you think it's just a drinking spot. But when you go in there, Sheriff, if you see what goes on, even down to cocaine. I walked into one of these days just to buy something. I was just seated. The next thing in my own eye, people were exchanging cocaine, selling hardcore hard drugs.
Cocaine, wow.
So this is what goes on in some of these places. And these places are facing residential buildings where children, through their balconies or the windows, watch what all sort of atrocities that go on in these places. I think we have to go back to the drawing board. We've missed it as a society, as a people. We've just missed it, honestly. I don't know what is going on. The parenting these days, most parents don't even have control over their children.
Thank you, Ngozi. Thank you. Worrisome. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. I must go now, though. Well, before I go, let me quickly announce as many as possible the some organizations that you can go if you need help. Wellspring Rehabilitation Center, you can go. All of these organizations, they are actually NDLEA registered. Wellspring Rehabilitation Center, you can call them on 0807-079-0121. That's Wellspring Rehabilitation Center. You can also reach out to Christ Against Drug Abuse Ministry, CADAM. I've had them on this show before. You can reach them on 0803-302-3620. That's CADAM. You can check out the Chamber of Godwin Richard. You can check them out as well. You can reach Chamber of Godwin Richard on 0703-270-4011. I must go now. My job is over this morning. Good morning to you.
I find the strength I need every time that I look into your eyes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.